This morning, we're going to look at an eternal place. I want to talk to you this morning about a place that has been prepared for eternity. We all have the opportunity to go there if we so choose. This place will be filled with those who all have at least one thing in common. We will look at some of the choices we can make to help us get there. You'll have to examine your life to see if you meet the qualifications. The only way to find out about this place is to look at the Holy Scriptures. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The place we're going to look at this morning is described as eternal, everlasting, destruction, perdition, torment, fire, and hell. Turn to Mark chapter 3 and verse 29. Mark chapter 3 and verse 29. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Let's look at Jude, verse 7. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Let's look at Matthew 18 and verse 8. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 8. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Turn to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Chapter 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who will go in by it. Let's look at Romans chapter 9 and verse 22. Romans chapter 9 and verse 22. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? Turn to 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 9. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 9. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. Turn to 2 Peter 3 and verse 7. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Peter 3 and verse 7, but the heavens and the earth which now exist are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Let's look at Luke chapter 16 and verse 28. Luke chapter 16 and verse 28. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Turn back to Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Turn to Revelation 20 and verse 10. Revelation 20 and verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Turn back to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of his counsel. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Let's look at Matthew chapter 13 and verse 42. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 42. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Revelations 20 and verse 14 and 15. Revelation 20, chapter 4, or verse 14 and 15. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And if anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm going to throw you off a little bit. Let's go to Psalms chapter 9. Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17. Psalms 9 and verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Turn back to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 29. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it far from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than your whole body be cast into hell. And lastly, let's look at Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 and verse 43. Mark 9 and verse 43. And if your hand makes you sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than to have two hands to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. Verse 45. And if your foot makes you sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. Verse 47. And if your eye makes you sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. We looked at these scriptures to help us see the different ways that hell is described in the scriptures. Now we're going to move on and find out some things that we have to do. There are other words to describe hell, such as outer darkness, brimstone, weeping, and wailing, and gnashing of teeth. We all have the opportunity to go there if we so choose. Look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. If we don't seek the kingdom of God first, we're going to go to hell. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. I guess we're already in Matthew chapter 6. Verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Look at verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Let's look at Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. If we study and abide by the doctrines and commandments of men, we're going to go to hell. Let's look at Matthew 16, verses 24 through 27. Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to their works." Let's look at Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. And verse 29. Mark 12, verse 29. Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Again, if we don't put God first in our lives and strive and try to do the things that are pleasing in his sight, we're going to go to hell. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Starting at verse 18. Romans 1, 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and in their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, buried in their lust one for another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. These scriptures cover a multitude of choices we can make to help us get there. This place will be filled with those who all have at least one thing in common. Let's look at Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Turn to John 14 and verse 15. John 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Turn back to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3 and verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 through 9. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 42. Excuse me, Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 42. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and they will be cast into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That one thing they have in common is lawlessness, not obeying God's will. Turn to Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25. Starting at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his holy angels with him, he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left hand. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Verse 41, then he will say to those on his left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Now examine yourself and see if you meet the qualifications to get you there. And remember, we're talking about hell. If you meet the qualifications, don't worry. The Holy Scriptures tell us what you can do to go to heaven instead of hell. If lawlessness gets you to hell, righteousness can get you to heaven as long as we obey God's will, not adding to it or taking away from it. You might be asking yourself, what must I do to be saved? Here's where you start. Turn to Romans 10 and verse 17. Romans 10 and verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must hear the word of God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We must believe and have faith. Turn to Luke 13 and verse 3. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. We must also repent. Turn to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." We have to confess the name of Jesus Christ and believe that he is the Son of God. Turn to Mark 16 and verse 16. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. We talked earlier about false doctrines. There's a false doctrine that's in the world today that's called faith only. This one verse, if you believe the word of God and that it's holy and that it came from God, this one verse annihilates faith only. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. It says, does not say whoever believes will be saved. It says believed and be baptized. Baptism, immersion in water, buried under the water, and raised up out of the water. The obedience to God's will. That's what gets us to the blood of Christ, and that's what forgives us of our sins. We must hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And then lastly, we must live faithfully. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Excuse me. Starting at verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by the glory and virtue by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from the old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word picture of hell, painted by the scriptures, is one of endless, continuous, excruciating pain, torment, and punishment. In our day, people will confess their faith in heaven while denying the truth about hell, though both destinies are revealed in God's Word. Is that not strange? How can you believe one without the other? Believe in one without the other? Is it their belief or their hope? As I look out over the crowd this morning, everybody's obeyed the gospel here, except for the children, who don't need to obey the gospel at this point in their lives, but we want to offer the invitation anyway. If you haven't done what God wants you to, or if there's something in your life that you need prayers or the congregation for, we can help you with that if you'll let us know this morning as we stand and sing the song selected. Day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by. Sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready?